Well, you approached him about the book, and then he made you a strategist. I mean, that's kind of wild, Michael.
That's a little different than what happened, because what I do when I'm not writing books, and sometimes while I am writing books, is I travel the world and I help conservatives win in places where it's hard for conservatives to win. So I've done it in Australia, Canada, U.S., all over the States, and in Israel. So, yeah.
So what would you say is your job description?
My job description is to find out what needs to get done and do it, and make sure the good people win.
That's pretty wild. All right, tell me this about the Hamas, supposedly a terrorist group, and they're supposedly brokers for peace. What are they, honestly?
Well, let's put this in a frame of reference, because just a few weeks ago, President Obama said that Israel, you must go back to these indefensible borders, mm-hmm. Which Israel's late foreign minister, Abba Eben, used to call the Auschwitz lines, because it is the end of Israel, is what the president called for. And he said, you must negotiate with the Palestinians. And that, you know, might have been, some people might have deluded themselves to think that that was possible, because they used to think, you know, there's these good Palestinians over here, there's the Palestinian Authority, but there's these bad people, the internationally recognized terrorist group Hamas, which is recognized by the U.S. government
yeah.
as a terrorist group. You actually legally can't even deal with them.
Right.
And it used to be, you know, the illusion that you could deal with one and not the other. But that illusion went away, strangely, about 2 weeks before President Obama made his declaration, and those two entities in the Palestinian Authority and Hamas joined together. And just this past week, Hamas took overwhelming control of that relationship. So now, by asking Prime Minister Netanyahu to deal with these people, the President of the United States is asking him to do something that's actually against the law, is something that President Obama himself would never do and couldn't legally do. And by the way, let me just ask the question, why is America still sending $550 million a year to people who are now controlled by a recognized terrorist group?
Still Boom. Called Hamas, right?
There's a good yep. question.
Yeah, that's a good question. And what about the Fatah? How does Hamas and Fatah fit together? I mean, they're supposedly the partners of peace. Are they two separate groups?
Yeah, they're... Think of them as, you know, it's more complex than this,
Gosh.
But think of them as different political parties.
Mm.
Now, one group, we're told, was the good guys, and the other group, everyone recognizes that they're the terrorist group, Hamas. The truth on the ground is that the good guys are actually responsible for more deaths than the bad guys, but that doesn't matter. And what also doesn't matter is the illusion that there's a difference between the two, because they've actually joined forces. So the only party to negotiate with is actually a terrorist-controlled group now that America could never even legally sit down at the table with. And now they're, and by the way, they've sworn to wipe Israel from the map in their founding charter. And President Obama has chosen to demand that Israel sit down with those folks in order to form peace with people who do not want peace. In fact, they want the eradication of Jews from planet Earth.
And now, is this the same group that condemned the killing of Osama bin Laden?
Absolutely. You know, President Obama, you were so proud of the fact that you killed Osama bin Laden, and great job. But the people that you're demanding Prime Minister Netanyahu sit down and negotiate with took to the streets and protested against your killing of Osama bin Laden. Now, would you even sit down, Mr. President, with those people? No. So why are you asking Israel to do the same?
Well, I would think that Netanyahu could give him the answer to that.
I believe he gave the answer to that quite clearly in the joint statement to Congress, his joint speech to Congress, and he gave it right to the president's face in that one-on-one press conference. You know, it's clear you can't... Let me just ask you a question. If you were sitting across the negotiating table and their opening position, because in a negotiation you start with their position and your position and hopefully you meet in the middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if their opening position is that you are wiped off the face of the earth and killed, what's the halfway point? Do you kill just half the Jews? You can't negotiate with people who want you wiped out of history. You just can't.
How can this still be going on over there, Michael? How could this still be going on with the Jews? It's unbelievable to me that this is still going on in the Jewish homeland.
Well, it's actually getting worse because it's not just that one enemy to focus on. Everything all around Israel is going haywire right now. Just this week, there was the big Hamas eruption in the Palestinian Authority. In Egypt, the Waf party merged with the Muslim Brotherhood. In Turkey, Turkey has been lost officially. It used to be a good friend of Israel's. Lebanon is swallowed by Hezbollah. Yemen is in chaos and falling to Al-Qaeda. And in Pakistan, they just rounded up the people who helped America find Osama bin Laden and jailed them. Everything around Israel is going into horrific chaos, and this is the time that America, or Israel's ally, is demanding that they weaken themselves even more. It's just terrible.
It's unbelievable. Who are the Friends of Israel?
The Friends of Israel are probably most people listening to our voices right now, because most Americans, I believe the number is over 75%, strongly support the people in the state of Israel. The only outliers here are the President of the United States and a small group of inner circle people who just seem completely out of step with the people who they swore oaths to represent.
So what can happen? How and who can help Israel now at this point, Netanyahu? Who needs to friend him, and what do we need to do about it? What can we do about with all this uprising over there? What needs to be done, Michael?
The American people can continue doing what they do, because what happened was, when President Obama did what he did, everyone saw it for what it was, and the American people did not take that quietly. Neither did Prime Minister Netanyahu, and it put a tremendous amount of pressure on President Obama to dial it back somewhat. We all know where he's going, and where he's going is actually even worse than what he proposed on that day. Where he's going is a internationally mandated statehood for the Palestinian Authority through the United Nations. Mm. That could happen as early as September. But the American people, you're listening right now, you vote, you make calls, you keep the pressure on and make it hard for him to do what the American people do not want him to do, which is to abandon to extinction America's only ally in the Middle East.
Just seems like they're surrounded. Israel's just surrounded right now with enemies. It's crazy.
And the only democracy in the Middle East.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are surrounded. Why don't they go back to the boundaries of zero AD, I wonder, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start over, right? Gosh.
Actually, let me ask you the question. Why doesn't New York City go back to the boundaries mm-hmm. before it was New York City?
Only if we get our beads back.
We stole those beads anyway. Michael Perrell, what's the name of your book?
It's called Under Dogma, UNDERDOGMA, and it explains why people reflexively take the side of the little guy, like Palestinians, and reflexively raise a fist against whoever's the strong guy, like Israel and America.
Wow. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I'm going to get that book. I want to read it. Got some good points in there. Michael Perrell, thank you very much. Oh, by the way, hey, Michael, do you have anything to do with the shampoo? We love it.
They're bringing it back, I hear.
They are. Hey, wish you well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, Michael Perrell, wow, that was an interesting conversation. What do you think?
Netanyahu was so articulate when he was here, and the president did have to backpedal, I think.
He did.
It was very clear.
I really think the president overstepped what he should have done.
Here's an interesting thing. I read some numbers. You remember the Turkish flotilla that came to try to bring humanitarian goods to the Palestinians?
Right. They said it was humanitarian.
I saw the numbers on that. Did you know that the per capita GDP in the Gaza Strip is higher than the per capita GDP in Turkey? The ones who are supposedly sending a flotilla to help them out?
That just makes
no
sense.
What a bunch of crap.
Makes no sense.
It's a farce.
It's crazy. It's all a farce. Don't go away. We'll be back talking with Steve Ossie. He's going to give us some tips on what happened with the market this week. Although it did go up and down, up and down, up and down.
Ended up for the week.
And JB Attitude's here with me. We're on Broadview. Fox News 1270.
Fox News Radio 1270.
I'm
with Andriana from Anchor Concrete. So when did you know that you had a problem?
I first used IT Master Services at home, and I was so impressed with them that I thought I would give them a try at the office.
Well, how did they handle your problem?
I was able to get a hold of IT Master Services. They came in, gave us a quote for new equipment. Within the next week, we had our equipment. Within a half a day, it was installed.
And their follow-through?
Their follow-through was great.
IT Master Services, your business network solutions team. Visit ITMasterServices.com or call 229-4254.
Fox News 1270, an equal opportunity employer, seeks the help of local community organizations in referring qualified job candidates to this station and distributing information about job vacancies. Interested community organizations that wish to receive job vacancy notification should contact our human resource manager at 829-1964. That's 829-1964. 829-1964. Extension 203.
Hi, this is John Bon Jovi, asking you to go to serve.gov to get involved in something you believe in. I'm a big believer in the power of we. We can tackle the tough challenges we face and build community through service and volunteering. The reality is, we're all in this together. It's time for you to raise your hand and make a difference. United we stand, united we serve.
How will you raise your hand when they call your name?
Are you with me?
We weren't born to follow. Come on.
Go to serve.gov for more information about how to volunteer in your community.
This message is brought to you by United We Serve and the Corporation for National and Community Service.